Agencies will soon be told to change the way they certify and accredit their computer systems. The Office of Management and Budget is drafting a memo to move agencies out of the once every 3 year process that exists under the Federal Information Security Management Act. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on this new ongoing authorization process. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what is new? What is the new? How does it work? And what's being changed? And what are they testing?
Yeah, the idea of ongoing authorization is really going to replace this every 3 year certification accreditation of systems under FISMA. And that's been really what people have complained about for the last 4 or 5 years, saying it just doesn't happen quickly enough. So ongoing obviously means regular. It means managing risk. So agencies know when something changes inside the system, they're going to have to go back and relook at the system and make sure it can be certified and accredited, or what they call now the accreditation authorization process. So it could happen in a week, it could happen in a day, it could happen in an hour, it could happen in 2 weeks or 2 months. It's going to be when it's appropriate versus under FISMA, the current law states, is every 3 years. I mean, in many ways, this is what Congress has been trying to do with their updates of FISMA. The House just passed a bill last month to modernize FISMA, but the Senate hasn't moved yet. And instead of waiting for Congress to do something, OMB is going to implement this through policy change. And the Homeland Security Department is actually the first out of the gate. They're testing this idea of ongoing authorization. Jeff Eisensmith is the DHS Chief Information Security Officer.
We have multiple components that are now running pilots with ongoing authorization. It'll be a 3 month pilot. At the end of that, I hope to have the artifacts that I will share with my brethren, all the other departments that are thinking about doing this. In the meantime, OMB has put out a draft that changes the playing field and actually supports and embraces ongoing authorization. So there's real change going on here.
Now, the three pilots are at DHS headquarters, the Citizenship and Immigration Services, and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement components. Eisensmith says the end goal is to give both information security officers, known as the ISOs, the risk management officers, and senior leaders enough information to make decisions about the health of their computer networks.
What ongoing authorization looks like is the ISOs are now head down looking at audits, the audit logs, instead of creating paper. They are prosecuting the anomalies that are coming at them. With continuous monitoring, the goal is to have a dashboard out there that the ISO will look at. He or she can look at the top 10 bad boys every single day and say, this is what I have to prosecute today. The risk executives will have an idea in a much more near real-time way of saying, can I do this today? Should I push that patch off for 2 weeks? Or is my hair on fire today? That's the vision of the future, and it's not that far off.
He says there's going to be a more consistent interaction between the authorizing official, who is the person who actually signs off within the agency that the system is meeting the FISMA requirements, and the system owner, who is dealing with that, you know, day in, day out operational issues. So when things change, they both are going to get together and say, okay, yes, this needs to be recertified and accredited, or, okay, I see the changes, we accept the risk, let's move on. Eisensmith says they're looking at some systems every 2 weeks, usually because of such a triggering event. Now, the key to all of this, he says, is the support both from OMB and the Government Accountability Office, but also, more importantly, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which puts out the publications like 853, Rev 4, which you guys, I think, just talked about last week, and even the DHS Inspector General to move to this ongoing authorizations. And that's the major reason, the support from the IG, of why they can test this concept out.
Yeah, so you're talking about that cybersecurity Bible.
There's nothing like a good reading. It's a good, you know, when you have insomnia.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, what's the timing of the OMB memo?
I think that's the $64,000 question. You know, I've asked OMB for comments. I have not heard back yet. I have been told that there's a draft circulated among the agencies, which means you're talking about at least a month away or maybe a little bit more. One thing to keep in mind about ongoing authorizations, and specifically the memo, it's not necessarily a new concept, but the memo is going to expand what it really means to do ongoing authorizations. If you remember back in October, September timeframe, OMB released their FSMA guidance for 2013. Now, in the document, OMB says the agencies are expected to conduct ongoing authorizations of information systems through the implementation of their continuous monitoring programs. And we've talked about continuous monitoring a lot. This is kind of the move away from the every 3 years of FSMA and understanding the real health of your computer networks and systems in as real time as possible. Now, OMB says the continuous monitoring will fulfill this 3-year security reauthorization requirement, and that's how ongoing authorizations kick in. And the whole goal of all of this effort, continuous monitoring, ongoing authorizations, is to have a more dynamic risk-based security authorization process that should follow another important NIST publication, 837. So as you can see, these are all the pieces to this bigger, broader puzzle of continuous monitoring.
Jason, it sounds like this memo is kind of a forcing function for continuous monitoring. And so what are agencies doing in the meantime so that they actually move to continuous monitoring so that they can do this continuous accreditation?
Exactly. I think you're absolutely right that the memo is going to push agencies in that direction even more. I mean, many are already doing it. We've seen through surveys that, you know, there's a cost there, there's an uncertainty there, but I think there's a recognition that agencies, you know, CIOs know that continuous monitoring will make a difference because they're in a constant struggle to protect their networks. So they are taking steps. Obviously, you never just wait for anything to happen. But let me give you some examples. At the Coast Guard, they brought together all 52 of their field offices a few months ago to get agreement on a few basic steps to improve their security of their networks. Mark Powell is the Coast Guard's director of the Command Control Communications Computers and IT Service Center.
What we're going to do is, first of all, focus on configuration management. We've been working with all of the field units, identifying a standard configuration, which ports are open, which ports are blocked. And we're ensuring that all the systems that are attached to our network share that common configuration and that we're able to identify any devices that are out of configuration on the network. The second thing that we're going to focus on is continuing the rollout of HBSS, continual monitoring software, throughout the entire Coast Guard network. We're going to ensure that all of our devices have that installed on them and that we have tuned that system so that we're getting accurate reports of what's happening on the network and are being able to identify any abnormalities that might occur.
The third area the Coast Guard's going to focus on is what Mr. Powell calls network and mapping and scanning. He says the service no longer will just let people bring a system onto the network and then make it compliant later on. Instead, they're going to go hunting, as he called it, and say we're going to make sure these systems are in compliance and bring them in compliance. Now, a lot of this sounds like may leave people scratching their head and going, well, why wasn't this type of efforts done previously? And that's actually the same question I asked Mr. Powell. And his response was, we've been doing these things, but the goal here is a coordinated effort to make sure everybody's moving in the same direction. It's all about accountability and holding people so they know what's expected of them. Now, over at the Citizenship and Immigration Services, another component of DHS, their focus is on identity management. Larry Denayer is the Chief Information Security Officer for CIS. He says CIS is in the middle of transformation, moving 90 paper-based processes online.
This transformation initiative gives us a perfect opportunity to use ICAM as the model architecture to drive forward with HSPD 12 implementation for internal customers and users, and also as we grow the external customer base to improve things like e-authentication, two-factor authentication for end customers that are out there in cyber, and execute in that fashion. In addition, we also see opportunity to tie identity management to credential issuance, account setup, and the whole account management process that's associated with that is really going to help us with our physical and logical access controls in that space.
Now, Denayer says that identity management tools will be integrated into systems as they're upgraded, redeveloped, using this agile methodology, which we talk a lot about. That's the idea that agencies develop software in small batches, short time frames, say 2 or 3 months. That way security is built in at that point as they're developing it, and not what many say is, you know, bolted on afterwards or done as an afterthought. And one thing about identity management, let me just point out real quick, is the difference it's made at DOD, federal agencies, the civilian side, is just kind of realizing the benefits of adding a two-factor authentication, the use of those HSPD-12 smart cards to require logical access. That's the key here, I think, in many respects. And it's been a very slow roll to get agencies to recognize that, even though DOD recognized it back in 2006, 2007.
All right, Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.